Good morning, church. Peace of the Lord be with you. Just a couple of notices. This afternoon we have our annual bereavement service at 4 p.m. Everyone is very welcome to join us, and we will be serving tea and coffee after that service. If anyone hasn't given a name that they'd like read out to the office, if you'd like to see myself or Margaret Donoghue after the service, then it's not too late. We can have those names to be read out this afternoon. And we'll say we will be serving tea and coffee after that service so people can sit and share memories of their loved ones. We're always very grateful for people's offerings, whether that's gifts, times, talents or financial offerings. We do have a card machine outside in the welcome area, and we've now got an offering box at that door there if people want to make cash offerings at any time. Next Sunday is Remembrance Sunday, so we will be having our normal service here, and where we will join the Cenotaph for the 11 o'clock silence. There will then be the service at the Memorial at 12:15. That's all the churches together with the various uniformed organisations as well. So please do join that if you are able to. I think that's all I've got to say. Welcome back from your holiday soon. We look forward to what you have to share with us.
I think I just want to start by saying, wow. So I came today after a week's leave. There's a new floor. There's new sofas, there are poppies cascading from the window. So what a great way to come back from leave and see all that's been happening. So it's a real sign that there's new life here at LMC. So thank you for all those that have been involved. It's just amazing. So in our service today, we're going to be thinking about All Saints Day, which was on Monday, which is a day when we remember those who have gone before us, when we remember those who have had an impact on us. All the saints, the communion of saints, those faithful Christians. And we're going to sing our first song now, and this is a song that really reminds us that as we sing this, we worship not just us here, but with Christians all around the world. And also as we sing, we remember that we worship with the communion of saints, those who have gone before us and those who are present here today. So we're going to sing, and it's a song led by LMC Band, and it's 10,000 Reasons. So let's stand and sing together.
Worship His holy name. You have never To be able to worship together this morning. So, let's say some praise prayers to God, shall we? Okay, so I'm going to do some actions, and if you could follow the actions along with me, what I would love is when I do the actions, can you think of a word to describe God that goes along with that action, okay? So we'll try the first one, okay? Here's our first action. There we go. Can anyone think of a word that describes God when you do this action? Good. Great. So let's say, God, you are good. Wonderful. Okay. Now let's do another action. Wonderful. Okay. Can anyone think of a word to describe God? Big. Well done. Let's say, God, you are big. Well done. Okay, let's try this one. What's a word to describe God? Heart, that's right, yes. Should we say loving, maybe? Love? Let's say, God, you are loving. Great. Okay, so now let's do this one. Cuddles, that's right. That's right. And what's something that we feel when we have cuddles? Maybe comforting? Do we feel comforted? So God is our comfort. That's right. Okay. And let's do one more. All right, let's all say it together. God, you are strong. Well done. Okay, thank you, God, that you are loving, that you are strong, that you are good. And today we praise you because you are all of these things. Should we do a great big roly-poly amen? Are you ready? Can you go, can you start really low? Really, really low, as low as you can go. Ready? One, two, three. Amen.
So we're going to separate now. So the children and young people are going to go in their own group. We're going to stay here, the rest of us. When you come back in later, Jenna is going to lead us in a song at the end that we'll have some actions. So when you come back in, we'll share in communion together, and then we'll sing together at the end. So let's just say a prayer as we separate as a congregation. Loving God, thank you for this time that we share together as a church family. And we know that you're with us as we stay in here, and that you're with the children and young people as they go to their group. So bless us all, we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. Betty is making her mind up, I think. Is she going to stay or go? She can come back, can't she? I love it that they're taking their shoes off. They obviously feel comfortable enough in church to go around with their shoes off, which is brilliant. Got them on the little shelf, look. Fantastic. So we're going to be thinking about All Saints Day today, and we're going to hear two passages now, and Paul's going to come and read them for us. And the first is taken from Mark's Gospel, and it's from Mark 8, and this is a passage about faith. It's about taking up the cross and following Jesus, and we remember all those who have taken up their cross and followed Jesus before us. Then we're going to hear a passage from Hebrews 11, and the whole of Hebrews is called the faith chapter. And that's a chapter about those who have lived and died in the faith. So Paul is going to come and read Mark 8 and Hebrews 11, part of Hebrews 11.
So Mark chapter 8, verses 34 to chapter 9, verse 1. Then he called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." And he said to them, "Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God has come with power." And then Hebrews chapter 11, from verse 32 to chapter 12, verse 2. "And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle, and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released, so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and ill-treated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Thanks be to God for the reading of his word.
Children, listen carefully. Can you hear them? Can you hear their voices
Can you hear their whispers? Can you hear their songs and their stories? Shh. Listen carefully. Can you hear Gideon and David? Can you hear the apostles Paul and Peter? Can you hear Martha and all the Marys? Listen carefully. Can you hear St. Columba, St. Francis, Mother Teresa? Can you hear them speaking to us through history? Can you hear them whispering to us throughout eternity? Can you hear them worshipping with us and sharing in our prayers and telling their stories through the history that we are part of? Shh. Listen. Can you also hear the voices, the whispers of more recent saints who left us not long ago? Those who are no longer with us, those who are hidden from our sight. And yet their voices still speak through our memories. We hear them through the bricks and mortar of this sacred place. They still whisper. They're still part of our stories, even though we no longer see them. Shh. Listen. Can you hear them? Through history and across the ages. There's a wonderful phrase from the Iona community that says, heaven is here and earth, and the church above and below is one. Heaven and earth is here, and the church above and below is one. And that's a wonderful reminder for us as we think about All Saints Day. As we remember those who are part of the communion of saints, gone but not forgotten, still very much part of our story today. Heaven is here and earth, and the church above and below is one. All Saints Day is a day when we celebrate what is known and sometimes called the communion of the saints. And it's a phrase that recognises the faithfulness of people like Mother Teresa, St. Francis and St. Paul, those who have been bestowed that name, who've been given that name, that title of saints, and we remember them. Often also on All Saints Day we remember Christians who have made a wonderful contribution to the Christian faith, who have made an amazing difference. And perhaps you can think of perhaps a high profile Christian through history that you would want to think of as a saint. And I was thinking of Gladys Aylward. I don't know how many of you have heard of Gladys Aylward. Okay, great, good, a few of you. The Inn of the Sixth Happiness is one of my favourite films, based on the book called The Small Woman, about Gladys Aylward, who rescued 100 children from Japanese invasion, took them across mountains to safety. And every time I watch that film, I still cry. So perhaps we think of her as a saint, someone who did something incredible. Maybe someone like Billy Graham, who through his evangelical missions brought thousands and thousands of people into the Christian faith. So perhaps we think of those who are saints, the wonderful people who have done incredible things. And they still speak to us through our history. They're still part of our story, aren't they? But in the Methodist Church, we also recognise that the communion of saints is not just those with titles, not just those who have done incredible things, but it also the unrecognised. Those without title or honour, those ordinary Christians who are just doing ordinary things. So the communion of saints includes people like Betty, who for 30 years served tea and coffee after a church service so that people had a time and a place to chat. The communion of saints includes people like Peter, who stood at the door of the church welcoming both newcomers and regulars, remembering names and sharing people's life stories. The communion of saints also includes people like Sue,
who would clear up the human remains, the human excrement from outside a church where the homeless had slept overnight, clearing up the rubbish and all of the rest of the mess that was left, ready for people to worship in the building that day. No one saw. She always got there early. No one saw what she was doing. She's part of the communion of saints. It includes people like Pete, who would use every opportunity he had to share his faith with others. Or people like Joe, who ran the toddler singing group for many generations of parents. Or like Julie, who would often sacrifice her own needs to offer hospitality to others. The communion of saints includes ordinary, yet extraordinary Christians who have taken up their crosses, followed Jesus, denied themselves, and not been ashamed of Jesus and the gospel. And that will include also people known to us, people who we've loved and who have loved us, those who have shown us the way, who have inspired us, who have shown us what it means to be a Christian and how to live our Christian lives. It includes people who have prayed, who have been generous, who have served faithfully. The communion of saints includes people who have struggled and faltered and actually walked a dark road of faith, because in Hebrews it was very clear that the path of faith is not always easy. But even those who falter and have struggled are part of the communion of saints. They are part of the great cloud of witnesses that was spoken about in that passage from Hebrews 11. And All Saints Day, and in the days following, is a great time for us to remember them and to give thanks for them and all that they have meant to us. Heaven and earth is here, and the church above and below is one. But we can't finish thinking about All Saints Day before thinking about one final truth. And that truth is that the communion of saints also includes each and every one of us. The church above and below is one. Ordinary, faithful Christians from all walks of life who are taking up their cross and doing their best. We are all part of the communion of saints. And you may not think of yourself as a saint. Perhaps if I asked you, do you think yourself as a saint? Most of us maybe would keep our hands firmly in our laps or in our pockets, because you'd think, well, I'm not a saint. Well, I'm here to tell you today that you are. You are. Because you are part of the communion of saints. And in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul made it very, very clear that all the saints are ordinary people. He said to all the saints in Christ, greet all the saints in Christ Jesus. And in Ephesians, he said, I have heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. And he didn't mean the elders or just those of importance or people who had done wonderful, miraculous things. He meant all people in all the churches, all the saints. And that includes us, all believers in every time and every place and every generation. 57 times in the New Testament, Paul refers to the saints. And it never means just one person or a small group of people. The Greek translation means it is the many. So we are all part of the communion of saints. The great cloud of witnesses. Those who have gone before us, those who are here now, and those who will come after. So listen carefully and hear St. Paul and Peter and Martha and all the Marys. Listen and hear St. Columba, St. Francis, Mother Teresa speaking to us through the ages. Listen. And hear the voices of the more recent saints, who we carry in our hearts and our lives. Hear their words of encouragement. Hear their words that tell us to go on. Hear their words of love and grace.
listen. Listen carefully and hear all that they say to us. And maybe in many, many years' time, when we've all gone and we're in glory, maybe a whole other group of Christians will be saying, shh, listen, can you hear them? And it will be our voices, our whispers, our stories, our songs that will speak to them through history, that will speak into their lives and into the church. Heaven and earth is one. Heaven and earth is here, and the church above and below is one. And that includes us, now and for all eternity, the great communion of saints. Amen. So we're going to remember the saints as we sing number 745 in Singing the Faith, For All the Saints. And we're only going to sing five verses, verses 1, 2, 4, 7 and 8. And as we sing this together, we remember and give thanks for each other. We give thanks for those who have gone before us, those known to us and those not known to us. So let's stand and sing For All the Saints. Into a time of prayer, and we have our church candles here, but I'm going to light another candle, and as I do, you can either close your eyes or you can focus on the candle and maybe remember somebody who is important to you.
maybe a saint who has really impacted your life. You might want to just give thanks for someone in the life of the church now, or perhaps to pray for a saint, someone we know who is struggling. So let's have a moment of quiet as we pray. Holy God, we are your saints, gathered here today, and we are thankful for this time and this place and for each other. We are thankful for the history of this church, for the saints who have gone before us, for those whom we have loved and who have loved us. We remember all who have influenced us in our journey of faith, who have encouraged us to take up our cross and follow you, who have helped us to walk the path when it's been difficult, who have served faithfully and willingly. Holy God, we pray for the saints known to us who are struggling at this time. And we ask you to surround them with your love and your care. And we pray for your saints all over the world, in various circumstances and places, living lives sometimes that are difficult, and yet continuing to follow the way. And so, Holy God, we bring all our prayers to you now, as we thank you for our part in the communion of saints, and as we continue to remember all the saints. And we conclude our time of prayer with the words of the Lord's Prayer, the traditional version. And so let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Before we sing our next hymn, we're also now going to pray for our offering. So let's pray. Loving God, as Sharon said at the beginning, we make our offering in so many different ways. And we make our offering in love and service to you. So we pray for all the gifts that we give, and also for the gifts of our money, that they might be used for your glory and for your kingdom, now and always. Amen. Amen. So we're going to sing our communion hymn together before we share in communion, which is our common union. Communion means common union. And as we sing this hymn, and then as we share in the bread and the wine together, we remember that we share this bread and this wine with the great communion of saints. As you take the bread and the wine, remember those who speak to us through history, those who maybe are still in our hearts share in this time with us. So we're going to sing together, "As Your Family, Lord, See Us Here." Let's stand and sing. Having communion out of the books today, which is my fault. So if you can turn to page 191 in your worship book, please. 191, and we'll start at the Thanksgiving. So if you can remain standing, that would be great. "As Your Family, Lord, See Us Here," as all the young members of our family return. Okay, and the words in bold will be the words that we say together, and we'll be sharing communion still in our seats. Okay, so let's pray. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We praise you, gracious Father, our Maker and Sustainer. For you created the heavens and the earth and formed us in your own image. Though we sinned against you, your love for us was constant. And you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Saviour of the world. Sharing our human nature, he was born of Mary and baptised in the Jordan. He proclaimed your kingdom by word and deed and was put to death upon the cross. You raised him from the dead. You exalted him to glory, and through him you have sent your Holy Spirit, calling us to be your people, a community of faith. And now we give thanks for the glorious pledge of the hope of our calling, which you have given us in your saints, that following their example and strengthened by their fellowship, we may run with perseverance the race that is set before us. And with them receive the unfading crown of glory. And so with angels and archangels and all the choirs of heaven, we join in the triumphant hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy God, we praise you that on the night in which he was betrayed, our Saviour took bread. And he gave you thanks. And he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup of wine and he gave thanks and he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, poured out for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." And so, remembering therefore his death and resurrection, and proclaiming his eternal sacrifice, we offer ourselves to you in praise and thanksgiving, and we declare the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. So send down your Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Unite us with him forever and bring us with the whole creation to your eternal kingdom. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we worship you in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. If you'd like to take a seat. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are what many, we are one body because we all share in the one bread. So we say together the words at the top of page 196. Lord, we come to your table, trusting in your mercy and not in any goodness of our own. We are not worthy even to gather up the crumbs under your table, but it is your nature always to have mercy, and on that we depend. So feed us with the body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, that we may forever live in him and he in us. Amen. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Those who come to me shall not hunger, and those who believe in me shall never thirst. So draw near with faith." Amen. So the stewards will bring round the bread and the wine. I invite you to hold the bread and the wine if you can, and then we'll share them together. They have to hold it for the longest when they're at the front. This is the body of Christ, broken for us and for all people. Amen. And this is the blood of Christ, shed for us and for all. Amen. As Margaret and Sharon come to collect the glasses, we're going to say together the prayer at the top of page 197. So let's pray. So we thank you, Lord, that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet prepared for all people. Amen. Amen. So just while we're collecting the glasses, just the children and young people have been coming in with some hands that are coloured in. Does anyone want to tell us what you've been doing? Go on, Olivia. What's that? So writing, colouring in the hands, and then writing on the fingers what they could give to people. Great. So what sort of things did you write on there?
We didn't have time, but we
thought of stuff. Oh, sorry, that's our fault. We made you come back in quite quick. But you did think of stuff. Well, you can go home and take them home and think of things, can't you? Brilliant. So we're going to sing our final song together, and Jenna's going to come and lead this. And it's a song that reminds us that as Christians, we go and share the love and the light of Christ with others. And it's called Shine. Now, before we do, I just want to tell you, many of you will know because you will have seen the midweek, but some of you might not know that Jenna is leaving us. So Jenna has got another job, and she'll be, her last day will be on the 17th of November. So she'll be around for the next couple of weeks, and we will have, once we've organised something, we'll have a proper send-off, obviously for Jenna, and to say goodbye to Ben. So Jenna's going to come and lead the actions to the song, and then just keep a lookout for how we're going to just celebrate Jenna's time with us, and then say a proper goodbye. So some of you won't have known that, but many of you might have done. So Jenna, come and lead us in Shine, reminding us that we as Christians go out and shine the love and the light of Christ to others.
Shine from the inside out, that the world
If you remain standing, there are some words of the blessing on the screen, and we're going to bless each other with the words that are on the screen, and we're going to do it with sign language, okay? So if you just watch me, you can follow the actions as we bless one another with these words. So God bless you and keep you. God make his face to shine on you and be good to you. May God be kind to you and give you peace. So go in peace to love and serve God. Amen. Amen, everyone. Amen. Amen.